She loves it hot, he loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. However you sleep, the Pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Try it at 8sleep.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I want to read you the list of deportations by president. Clinton, 12.5 million, zero protests. Bush, 10 million, zero protests. Obama, 5.2 million, zero protests. Joe Biden, Mr. Open Borders. Yes, he let in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, but he deported 7 million.
20 million by some count.
Oh my God, but he deported 7, whatever. It doesn't count because he undid that. And then Trump, 1.2 million.
And where were the cameras?
Well, this has to do with media, obviously. The media isn't as focused on the other deportations from other presidents, so...
They praised them!
Tom Homan, Lee, giving that press conference in Minneapolis, he looks exhausted, defeated, or maybe both. But under Obama, he wasn't a Nazi. He was a star.
Obama's ICE chief gets an award for 920,000 removals. Trump's ICE chief is called a Nazi. Same guy, Tom Homan, was in charge of it for Obama. Obama deported in 2012 409,000 people. Trump in 2025, 290. Wow. You got to do the math. It's so frustrating because, like you said, they've taken such an anti-Trump administration position that no matter what he does, even if it is in the name of good intentions, the problem is Minnesota is a sanctuary state. So because they're a sanctuary state, they do not cooperate with ICE. They can arrest somebody for a violent crime, have them in jail, and they release them on the street. And so ICE is forced to go get these people in the streets.
Yeah, while monsters like Alex Pretty attack them, spit at them, call them Nazis, and Lee pretends something new is going on here that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
By the way, this is what's so interesting right now. One of the big lies that the left is telling their sheeple to try to get them to martyr themselves defending these violent criminals is that ICE has to have, Customs and Border Patrol has to have a warrant. And they're not. They don't have warrants, and they're just picking people up without warrants. That's the big lie.
Yeah.
And you can hear that literally in the street from the protesters. I played some of this audio. This is one of these lunatics on the streets of Minnesota who's, you know, she's honking at the ICE agent, screaming and yelling. And he says, listen, we're getting a sex offender off the street.
We're here to arrest a child sex offender. And you guys are out here honking. That vehicle right there is honking and impeding our investigations while we're trying to arrest a child sex offender. That's who you guys are protecting.
Okay, listen to her response, okay? And how brainwashed she is. This is the protester explaining the problem once he says that.
Insane. That's what my warrant is not for you. Oh, I don't have to.
You want a real warrant, though.
It's insane. It's insane.
You're lying, she says. You need a warrant. Okay, so even the people on the streets risking at least getting a criminal record think this. That's why we're Nazi. We need a warrant. We don't need a warrant because Congress passed a law saying that. ICE can do their own internal warrants. They can do them on the spot. If you are here illegally, orally, it is believed you are here illegally. They can pick you up without a warrant. Why is that so important? Bill Malusian at Fox News, and I wish I could broadcast this to everyone on the left, points out the lie that the Democrats are telling their sheeple. Democrats right now, he reports for Fox News, are demanding judicial warrants for all ICE arrests as part of the Department of Homeland Security funding bill. But he says that will take massive amount of targets off the board for ICE. Because right now, you can have a final order of removal even. They're saying, no, you got to go get a warrant after that. That's new. You'd have to change the law to do that. But they're telling their sheeple they have to have a warrant while they're in the Senate saying, no, let's add you got to have a warrant. And Malusian saying that would practically be amnesty. He says, for instance, if an illegal immigrant gets arrested in Minnesota for a DUI crash causing great bodily injury, a state crime, and bonds out of jail, ICE would not be able to target him for arrest because there would be no judicial warrant because it's not a federal crime. ICE would not be able to target anyone for just being in the U.S. illegally. They would have to wait for a federal crime to be committed. Then a federal judge would have to sign off on probable cause for arrest. This would cripple any hopes of mass deportations or widespread immigration enforcement. But the interesting part here is this is an admission by the Democrats. They're lying to their own sheeple. So oh, they need a warrant. That's so why they're Nazis. No, they don't. The Democrats are trying to change it to that. Yeah. Go ahead, Lee.
No, I was just going to say, so what else is new? I mean, they're lying to their people, so this is what they continue to do all the time. They lie to the American public to get them to follow the narrative and get them the eventual outcome that they're wanting.
That's why I think that audio is so interesting. I keep playing it because even the liberal activist is yelling at the agent, no, you, but you're lying. You need a warrant. You need a warrant. She's wrong and she doesn't know it. Yeah. I wonder if Alex Pretty believed that when he was spitting at those ICE agents and kicking out the back.
Yeah, the lights. Yeah.
I bet he did. I bet he believed that. I bet he thought it was true because they've said it over and over and over again on TV. Oh, this is what's different. They need a warrant. No, they don't. They never have.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Personalized temperatures keep you in deep sleep longer, so you wake up refreshed. Learn more at 8sleep.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And any time that you inject yourself between law enforcement and someone they're pursuing, it's not going to end well.
No.
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, your white privilege card, white liberal privilege card is not going to matter.
Well, it does in Minnesota.
Well, if you survive, it'll get you out of jail, yeah.
You know what's so funny about this? Like, say you're just like the average white person, you're driving, or any person really, and you're an American, you're driving in Minneapolis, and you just commit a driving offense. Well, the cops are still allowed to pull you for that. If you got mad because you're getting a ticket for speeding and you punched out that cop's light and spat at him, you know what he'd do? He'd take you right down to the prison. Take you right down to the jail.
Right.
But you can do that same behavior, though, if you're Alex Pretty and you're hepped up on lies.
And he did that, and four agents took him down, and he was not charged.
That was the remarkable thing about that video. You see the gun in his, you know, is stuffed mm-hmm. in his waistband. He's committing a felony that's good for up to 10 years in prison. And you're right, Lee, liberal privilege, off he goes. And they want us to believe these ICE agents are stalking him and he's the victim. Meanwhile, it's gotten to the point with the Democrats, if they're talking about immigration or illegal immigration, they're lying. Did you see what Dick Durbin did, Senator Durbin?
Oh, boy.
He was trending on X all morning. I was like, I got to click on this and see what he did. He gave a speech on the floor of the Senate, and he's got this big picture behind him, and it shows the ICE agent putting a gun to the back of Alex Pretty's head in execution style, killing him. And he's got it all blown up big, and he's going on and on about the atrocity. Okay, that picture has been all over X. It's AI generated. And usually on X, when you see it, it will come with community notes saying this is fake. It's AI generated. This is not a real picture. It's so bad that you, if you really look at it, you can see the one of the two ICE agents doesn't have a head. It's not even a good AI generated.
Yeah.
But it shows, you know, they're shooting the back of his head. And Durbin's pointing to it. And that, it just keeps trending and people keep knocking it down. That's fake. Everything that they say is fake. It's crazy. Like, let me give you another example. This is what I love about X. So one thing we have going for us: Senate Judiciary Democrats have their own Twitter feed. They tweeted this picture. This beautiful little girl. Here's what they wrote: Anadith Dene Reyes Alvarez. She's an illegal immigrant. Died in government custody. She was 8. She had sickle cell and congenital heart disease, but couldn't access timely and adequate medical care. And of course, it goes viral. This is so sad. It's so bad. But what did they leave out? The date? 2023.
Gee, I don't think Donald Trump was president.
No,
then.
He wasn't. She was very sick when she got there. Maybe dragging the poor little thing across the desert when she's that sick wasn't such a good idea. Maybe the UN shouldn't have funded that with our tax dollars mm-hmm. sent to them by Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. She maybe would have stayed home. She managed to make it to 8 till she tried to cross our border. But see, nobody talks about these things.
Of course not.
So this is where we are. We got to fight our way through lies. And I'm confident we can because we've done it before. That's why Trump won with enough votes to overcome fraud like we're seeing right now in Georgia. But we got to be in the game. Gotta have a war room. And I hope Trump's plan for this isn't just, I'll send Homan down there. And he'll say some things. Because he's going to get swamped. They got more money. And here's the other thing I want to know. I asked this guy questions. 2 weeks ago, and I ran this audio, the Trump administration sat down with experts from the Heritage Foundation to comment and unveiled the $200 million they had found funding these groups, including foreign money that was being moved into these groups by Neville Shingham for the Chinese Communist Party. What they do is, he's an American citizen. He moves there. He's an avowed Marxist and communist. And he funnels the money for them because he can make the donations because he's got American citizenship. But he lives in Shanghai. And so they said, we found it. There's Communist Party money in here. We've got it. You know, we know the funding networks. We're going to roll them up. And then they rolled up to Davos and nothing happened. And those poor ICE agents were left to fight on against these people in their signal chats. Where are the arrests? Where's the IRS? Because, you know, if we did this, can you imagine if Vladimir Putin funded January 6th? Let's have fun with that for a minute.
Jeez.
But we just have to tell him no. We have to say no, it's not going to work. I mean, we could change out personnel or whatever, but no. So I hope that the Trump administration has a better strategy than, hey, we'll send Homan out there and he'll tweet some stuff. Because we're going to get our rear end handed to us again. We shouldn't be losing. Not when we have X. Not when we have that kind of reach.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby. Get with the times.
Right. So we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-BONE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-BONE. Terms apply. See site for details.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.